I first met Jesus through his music. I bought the early Black Sun records when I was in college in Chicago, and I couldn't even find Tucson on the map, but was kind of like, wow, this music, Tucson must be sort of a magical place, because this band really kind of spoke to me in a lot of different ways. You know, Jesus was kind of like a guitar hero a little bit, you know? I mean, it was a guitar band. When I moved here, I really wanted to meet him at least, and we ended up backing him when he came back to music after a hiatus. I was struck by how unique his playing was and his sound was.
Fonda, what's something about Jesus that you'd like to share with people?
Oh, I would say I knew Jesus since I was probably my late teens, and I know his family, and I knew him through the music and just personally. And he was a bit of a playful jester and a mad genius type. I mean, it was always interesting to be around Jesus and have him in my life. When he would sit down to play, it was just as though he was completely transformed. You know, it was just this completely different person that he became, and it seemed like he put the guitar down and he was back to being the guy I knew when I was a teenager, you know. Yeah. Off stage, it was just, once he had an instrument in his hand, he became really otherworldly. And I mean, it sounds so cliche, but people who've seen him play and knew him, I think, would agree with that statement.
You know, Jesus was just a very dichotomous character. He was lighthearted, naive kind of guy, super sweet, very funny, but he struggled with a lot of things. He struggled with mental illness, addiction, poverty, relationships, you know, all those things. But, you know, on the other hand, when he would play, he would, there was a real disconnect. I mean, the music has an elegance about it that wasn't always part of his personality.
Jesus was a very simple, down-to-earth guy, and he did struggle with a lot of demons, and he was shy, and he was content kind of just being more with his friends and into himself. So, you know, I wasn't around when they traveled and things, but I can easily see how he would have been really challenged by complexities of life. I think for him, just the kind of things that we take for granted, you know, really were difficult for him given, you know, his mental illness and things. So being around him in those days, sometimes it was challenging because you wouldn't know which Jesus you were going to get. And he had a lot of times when he was having a lot of trouble and was in and out of institutions. He certainly, towards the end of his life, had really found his stride and seemed very happy with his friends and family and music. And you know, a lot of that was the support from the band, and I think having that to hold on to, and it kept him striving to stay in touch with his music and keep going.
And how is it that this latest project was completed, though? I understand you had to get some outside help.
Yes, we got a new works grant from Tucson Pima Arts Council. We started the recording in the fall of 2012. The recording was about 60% done when he passed away. And at that point, we felt really committed to completing the recording because we have a small production company called Slowburn Records, but you know, it's essentially us. And so the funding would be, you know, coming out of our pockets, and we were looking at you know, a small run release of this and seeing how it goes. But we took a gamble, and we applied for a new works grant with the Tucson Pima Arts Council, and we got the grant. So that funded the creation of the CD and the creation of the 45 single.
Fonda, what are some ways that you think that Jesus' spirit is living on in the band in its current form?
Oh, there isn't a time that we're there when, especially in the studio where he worked. I mean, it's as though Jesus is always there. You know, you're hearing him play the songs, even though we have now gone on and you know, had to modify things because obviously we don't have him there when we're playing live. And we work on new material, but his influence is all over all of it. I mean, I think he'd be thrilled with the things that we've come up with, you know, even though he's gone, and, you know, the new stuff that we've been doing aside from Black Sun. But there's no escaping Jesus. I mean, you see him in the room when you're there. You can just hear his laugh, and
yeah,
you know, his style, I think, is just, I think that's what, because it's kind of a different group of people we've been working with now, but just his style has just permeated all of us and lives on really strongly.